Chapter 8. Mystery of a Photograph. They stared at each other. It couldn't be anyone else, said Bobby. He was the only person who could have taken one photograph away and put another in its place. What was this Bassington French like, Bobby? Bobby frowned in the effort of remembering. Very ordinary. Pleasant voice. A gentleman. I really didn't notice him particularly. He said something about looking for a house. We can check that, said Frankie. Wheeler and Owen are the only house agents. Suddenly she shivered. Bobby, if Pritchard was pushed over the cliff, Bassington French must be the man who pushed him. Everything fits. Your unexpected appearance spoilt the murderer's plans. Your discovery of the photograph and, as a result, the need to get rid of you. There's a problem there, said Bobby. Let's say that the photograph was so important I had to be got out of the way. Then it would have to be done at once. The fact that I went to London and never saw the photograph in the Marchbolt Weekly Times was pure chance. Otherwise, I would have immediately said, that isn't the photograph I saw. Why wait till after the inquest, when everything was nicely settled and no one had any idea that Pritchard had been murdered? It must have been something else, admitted Frankie. Something they didn't know about till after the inquest. Bobby, what was it Pritchard said just before he died? Why didn't they ask Evans? Suppose that was it. Bobby, I'm sure it's that. Oh no, I'm being an idiot. You never told the Caymans about it. I did, said Bobby slowly. I wrote to them that evening. And 2 days later, you got this letter asking you to go to South America? Yes. Well, said Frankie, you turn it down, and the next thing, they poured morphia into your bottle of beer. According to our present theory, Bobby said thoughtfully, it goes like this. Dead man X, because we don't know that his name really is Pritchard, is pushed over the cliff. It is important that X should not be identified. So a portrait of Mrs. C is put in his pocket, and the portrait of the beautiful girl removed. Who was she, I wonder? Keep to the point, said Frankie, irritated. Mrs. C waits for the photograph to appear, and then, pretending to be the very sad sister, identifies X as her brother, who has just returned from abroad, said Bobby. You don't believe he could really have been her brother? Not for a moment. You know, it puzzled me all along. The Caymans were a different class altogether. The dead man was, well, it sounds a most awful thing to say, and so old-fashioned, but the dead man was definitely from the upper classes. And the Caymans most emphatically weren't? Most emphatically. And then, just when everything has gone well from the Caymans' point of view, you mess things up, said Frankie. Why didn't they ask Evans? Bobby repeated. I can't see what on earth there can be in that to make anyone anxious. Well, the question must have meant something really important to them, and they couldn't have realised it meant nothing to you. But they weren't going to take a chance. You were safer out of the way. They took a lot of risk. Why didn't they plan another accident? No, no, that would have been stupid. Two accidents within a week of each other. It might have suggested a connection between the two, and then people would have begun another investigation of the first one.
And yet you said that morphia wasn't easy to get.
It isn't. You have to sign poison books and things. Oh, of course, that's a clue. Whoever did it had easy access to supplies of morphia.
A doctor, a hospital nurse, or a chemist, suggested Bobby. Well, I was thinking more of illegally imported drugs.
You can't mix up too many different sorts of crime, said Bobby.
But the strong point would be the absence of motive, said Frankie. Your death doesn't benefit anyone. So what will the police think?
A madman, said Bobby. And that's what the police actually do think.
You see, it's very simple, really.
Bobby began to laugh suddenly.
What's amusing you?
Just the thought of how sickening it must be for them. All that morphia, enough to kill 16 people, and here I am, still alive and well. But the question is, what do we do next?
Oh, lots of things, said Frankie immediately.
Such as?
We find out about Bassington French's house hunting, said Frankie, if he even did any.
He will have. Think for a minute. Bassington French must be above suspicion. Not only must there be nothing to connect him with the dead man, there must be no suggestion of a mysterious stranger seen in the neighbourhood of the accident.
Yes, said Frankie thoughtfully. Now, if we knew who the dead man really was,
it was certainly important that he shouldn't be recognised, which was why there was all the pretense of Mrs. Cayman being his sister, Bobby said. After that, even if there had been pictures of him in the papers, people would only say, isn't it strange this man Pritchard, who fell over a cliff, is really incredibly like Mr. X?
And he couldn't have been a family man whose wife or relations would go to the police at once and report him missing, said Frankie wisely.
Perhaps he had just come back from abroad, Frankie. He was marvellously suntanned, like a big game hunter.
Why didn't they ask Evans? Frankie said. The dead man must have come down here to see Evans. Now, if we could find Evans...
How many Evanses, Bobby interrupted, do you think there are in Marchbolt?
700, I should think, admitted Frankie. At least. So, it's Bassington French we must investigate, Frankie decided. There we have got something solid to go on. It's an uncommon name. I'll ask Father. He knows the names of most of the aristocratic families and where they live.
Yes, Bobby said. That's a good idea. Then we might do something.
We are going to do something, aren't we?
Of course we are. Do you think I'm going to be given 8 grains of morphia and do nothing about it?
That's the spirit, said Frankie.
And besides that, said Bobby, there's the unpleasant experience of having the morphia pumped out of my stomach.
That's enough, said Frankie. You'll be giving me all the horrible details again if I don't stop you.
And I thought women were supposed to be the sympathetic sex, said Bobby.